Good morning. Today's children's message is from Matthew 16. Today's scripture is about Jesus telling his disciples about what comes next. I like knowing what comes next. I like being prepared. No one was prepared for this pandemic, though, and since I'd never been in a pandemic before, I'm not sure I would have believed it anyway. Peter did not want to hear about Jesus' suffering and dying. Peter asked Jesus to change it, and Jesus said, no, that would be selfish. Jesus then tells the disciples that they will need to be unselfish and will need to use their talents and gifts to help others learn and see God's love. So Jesus is asking you and me to share, be good and cheerful helper, and to not grumble and complain. Oh boy, that's a lot. You know, when you live with other people, well, sometimes it's complicated, and sometimes it's just plain difficult. Imagine that you're coloring a picture, almost finished, and your mom asks for your help. Oh, it could be to help with your baby brother or give the dog some water, which really you should have done before you started coloring. You now have choices to make. You can stop coloring and cheerfully do as asked, or you can stop coloring and grumpily stomp around and do as you were asked. Or you can continue coloring by ignoring their request. You know, pretend you didn't even hear her. Or you can say, okay, in a minute, really not planning to do it at all. As a follower of Christ, you will be asked to put aside your wants to help others. Think of the cotton plant, which grows all over our county. The cotton bowl must be picked, the husk and seeds removed, then tumbled and pressed, stretched, dyed a color, spun into yarn or thread, then woven into fabric, which is then made into sheets, towels, clothes, diapers, wipes, money, the inside of a baseball, paper, and sometimes coffee filters or fishing nets. It can be used to make a certain type of plastic, which is used in sunglasses, LCD TVs, motorcycle windshields, and then recycled into insulation for houses. Can you imagine? I didn't know all that. The seeds can be eaten, and the seeds and hulls can be pressed into decking, a styrofoam replacement, spray-on mulch for farms and gardens, or used as feed in dairy and aqua farms. Phew! Do you think that cotton bowl in the field has any idea of these future possibilities? Probably not. And it probably wouldn't believe you if you told it so. Remember, as a Christian, you have been chosen to be on a team that will require you to use your gifts and talents to show love, to do justice, and to give mercy in ways that are unimaginable to you today. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for giving us gifts and talents here and now. Thank you, Jesus, for helpful and patient teachings and your saving grace. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us courage and strength to share with others, to be kind to all, and to live together in peace. Amen.